Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
If God said he hates lying, why do we lie? I know none of y'all ever lie. Maybe if you do just a little bitty white lie, right? No, I mean, a lie is a lie is a lie. And God hates it. He wants us to walk holy and be pure and clean in everything we do. And so anyway, they got on their face and she said, I heard the Lord speak to me. And she said, this is what he said, lying and deception. I said, well, do you know what that means? She said, I know exactly what that means. I said, well, tell me. She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to my husband and said, honey, my biological clock is ticking and it's not going to be too many years before I'm too old to have babies. And she said, I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. My husband said, honey, I'm 43 years old. He said, if we start trying to have a baby now, I might be in my 60s when that child is in her teenage years in high school. No. He said, no, I don't want that responsibility. We have all the children I want, and I don't want no more children. Now, how many of you know that the Word of God says the woman is supposed to obey her husband, submit to him? And ladies, if y'all hadn't figured that out yet, that's what it means. Wives, submit to your husbands in all things. It means obey your husband in everything. When he makes a decision, you have to run with it. You know, that's just the way it is. God is the one made the rule book. I didn't make the rules, but God did. And if God tells the wife to obey her husband in everything, what do you think he meant? That's what he meant. And so she didn't. She told him she would. Okay, she said. Okay, I'll do everything I can to keep him getting pregnant. But she said, I lied to him. She said, I did everything I could to get pregnant. I wanted another baby. Then when I got pregnant, it was real easy to blame it on God. You know, honey, I'm pregnant. It must be God's will after all for us to have another baby. You see any lying and deception in this? And do you think the king liked it?
No.
Obviously he did not, because that little girl, he struck her with that sickness. I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? She said, I did. I said, did he? She said, oh yes, he forgave me. I said, did you ask the Lord to forgive you? She said, I did. I said, well, we know he forgave you because he promised it in his word, didn't he? I said, now then, we can pray for your baby's healing. She said, Thurman, I don't want to pray for her healing. I thought, what? I thought that's what we had been doing. She said, now that I've learned it's my sin that put all these ugly scars all over her body, I now that I've asked my husband to forgive me and he has, and my Lord to forgive me, and I know he has, I don't want my little daughter that's now 8 years old, I do not want her to go through life with all these terrible scars all over her body. So I want you to ask for not only for the Lord to heal her, but I want you to ask the Lord to give her a brand new coat of skin with no scars. I said, I know the one that can do that. And his name is Jesus, the King of Kings. So I asked the Father in Jesus' name to do a complete restoration of little Jenna Singh and take away all of her scars and give her a brand new coat of skin. And with a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, that little girl, the picture's on the left you'll see, is her. She does not have a scar or a mark. So as you go out the door at the break, when you're going to go to the bathroom or whatever, when you go through that doorway, you look at all those pictures straight ahead of you with her with all that terrible sickness all over her body. And then after the sins have been repented, you look to the left, the 6 8x10s there of that little girl and how beautiful she is. You know, I've come to realize that I had two pastors back there the other day and I told them that story. He said, Thurman, if you were to tell that story in my church, my people would throw you out. I said, that's okay. That's exactly what happened. And that's what God says. God says in his word that I will strike you and your children. But almost nobody believes that today. You know, you ask somebody next time you're in church somewhere, you ask them if they got a sick child. How many of you believe your child is sick because of your sin? You know what? I saw just the other day a man that was making fun of another man on a job site. He was reading the man the riot act, and the man wasn't even there he was talking about. He was talking behind the man's back. And it wasn't 15 minutes after he had given this other man the what for, till he was called by the nurse from school and said, "Your son has just been brought into my office and he's throwing up and he's sick and we can't find what's wrong with him. You're probably going to have to come get him." And another man walked up to him and said, "You know, I'm going to tell you what. God said in his word, he that will have a good life and see long days and be healthy must keep his tongue from speaking evil about others." Is your tongue important? And he said, "I'm going to tell you that little boy is sick because of what you just did just a few minutes ago when you was reading that other man the riot act." He said, "You confess that sin to God right now and ask him to forgive you." And the man did. I was awestruck. This man asked him to forgive him. Of course, the man that did all that had been in some of my healing schools. So he knew where this come from. He said, "Now then, give it 15 minutes and call the school and see how your son's doing." And he did. And he called the school and he said, "Now then, I can come get the boy." And they said, "Well, all of a sudden, he's okay. There's not anything wrong with him. We sent him back to class." Isn't that amazing? You know, people don't believe the word. "He that will have a good life and see long days must keep his tongue from speaking evil about others." Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing what God said in his word, and we don't even know what he says. But you know, that scripture is in the Bible in many, many places. It's in the Old Testament and it's in the New Testament. It's definitely there in all of them. Now then, I want to take you to Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6, and I want to show you some requirements. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. I want to show you some requirements we must walk in. When we're disobedient, that's what brings sickness and disease to us, just like it did in the Old Covenant. In fact, I'll tell you what, before we go to that Psalms, I want to take you to another place here. I want to show you where I'm coming from. Let me take you to Exodus 15:26 to start off with. Exodus 15:26. I want you to see this scripture. And he said, "If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now then, under the law, if we diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, and of course if that was under the law and we're under grace, should we even more so diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord? Oh yeah. We should be on fire to study his word as his sons and daughters, because these people were slaves. They wasn't even friends at that time. They were slaves. Then finally they become friends. But you and I are not friends of Jesus. We're sons and daughters of God. So we should be in the Word wanting to know more about our wonderful Lord and God. Should we not? Yes. Sure, we should be in the Word. We should be wanting to know. But look what he says in this one. Under the Old Covenant, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Now, well, let me ask you a question. Is diligence going to church every Sunday? No, that's not diligence. That's not, some people say, "Well, good grief, I don't even go to church every Sunday." Well, let me tell you, going every Sunday is not diligence. How about going every Sunday and then every Tuesday night or every Wednesday night? Is that diligence yet? So what did God say? How much of your time does he want? What? You really? He wants me to love him 24/7, talk about him everywhere I go, not be ashamed of him to nobody? Isn't that something? And how many of us do that?
Not all of us.
Not all of us, that's for sure. But now that's diligence, right? That's what he wanted in the Old Covenant, and that's what he wanted in the New Covenant. I will have to throw this in right here. Since God put the man as the spiritual head of his house, if the man doesn't seek God, I mean, I've seen men that go to church every Sunday, but they don't give God the rest of the week. They're business. They're busy about their business. They don't read the Word. They don't teach their children about God. They don't have time for their children. They let the wife do all that. They're busy making a living, and they never even talk or pray or nothing, but they do go to church every Sunday. I've seen men 40 years old at that stage with terminal cancer laying on their deathbed, and that's why it was. because I didn't put God first. And that's what they had to repent of before I could get them healed. Lord, I repent for not being diligent. I repent for not putting you first. I repent for not being the head of my house. You commanded me in your word to teach my wife, my children about you. And Lord, I have to repent because I have never taught my children about you. And yet my children are 10 or 12 or 15 years old. And not one time have I ever read the word of God to me, my wife and my children in my home. Never have I prayed with my children and my wife about anything in my home. Lord, I have been a disobedient father. I've been a disobedient husband. I've been a disobedient son of God. And you got cancer, and you're going to die. But if you repent like that, and I pray for you, I've seen them get healed. Totally, completely recover. Isn't that amazing? So what is it we don't understand in the church about being diligent with God? Putting Him first. Isn't that amazing? But we get sick and we die, and we don't know what the reasons are. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, all of the things He says, not just one or two, what is the voice of God? It's the Word of God. Is that right? The Word of God is His voice. All you got to do to hear God's voice is to read His Word out loud. That's all it takes, and you can hear it. And He will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes. Then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. If you obey God, how much sickness is He going to put on you? Zero. That's right. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's go to Exodus 23, 25, and 26, and let's look at this one. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now, how many of you want to live a normal, long, healthy, good life? Man, that's me. I do not want to be sick. So what do I have to do to be able to live out my full days on this earth? That's exactly right, Billy. That's what I have to do, is whatever God told me in the Word to do, is do it, right? If He said, I hate lying, then don't lie.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.